We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there. Join the militia. We are the only Syracuse sports podcast giving you, the fans, a voice. So we will talk today. Welcome back, by the way. And I figured out how to get Joe. I figured out how to get Joe here on time. And that is, and I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier, but, and that is to tell Joe, I just bump up my start time by a half an hour. And then sure enough, the start time that is in my head is, well, we're actually 8 minutes early, which is freaking phenomenal. So thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. You just got to give Joe a little jump start sometimes, a little push. So anyway, this episode is going to be mostly Boeheim's Army stuff. So, but we have a little bit of stuff in between there. But before we get started, as always, we have got to tell you about SeatGeek. And this is the Armchair All-Americans Network sponsor. And what it does is, this is an app, and it'll scan the web for the best deals for whatever you need tickets to. You plug it in there. It'll scan the best deals, and it rates them from 0 to 10. And not only does it rate them, but it gives you a color marking. And the color marking identifies with what kind of deal you're getting. The green dot, that makes a great deal. Yellow dot, that's an okay deal. The red dot, not so much. You guys know that. Red's bad. So use the promo code ACAA at checkout and receive the $20 off your first purchase. And by the way, save $20, and that's some nachos or a couple beers at the concert or whatever you're going to. So what are you waiting for? That's promo code ACAA for $20 off your first purchase. SeatGeek, life's an event, and we have the tickets, by the way. Concert season in full swing, so there's that. Right? So, okay, yeah. It's that time of year where we begin to – I got the new stickers in, and I was going to show them, but there's nobody to show them to but Joe, and he's already seen them. So, it's that time of year where we got to start pushing the, not being too pushy here, but if you like the show, we really appreciate a rating and review at iTunes. It goes from 1 to 5, 5 being the best. We love the 5s. So, if you could go there, give us a 5-star rating and a written review. As always, we read the review on the air. I'll send you some swag, put together something for you. And what it really does is it helps us out on iTunes. We are the most and best rated Syracuse sports podcast on iTunes. And so we have you to thank for that.
Honest one. If you don't think we're a 5, you can,
well, yeah. If you don't have anything nice to say, you can email me.
What do you mean? A 4 is nice.
A 4 is okay, but
it's not going to get you swag.
I'm not asking you to lie. All I'm asking you is to not rate us if you think we suck. You can always email me, and I'll take your hate mail there. But, hey, whatever.
I mean, that might be one of those things where bad credit's better than no credit. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't see it the way I see it, I guess. So, anyway, off-season stuff for us, it's kind of slow. It's fun putting together little episodes. I think this is our third straight week, so that's pretty good. I think it's the first time we've ever done that. But anyway, lots of things happen in the off season behind the scenes, and I'm not going to announce any official names or anything, but we're going to start doing some collaborating. And I probably shouldn't even have went down this road, but it's already too late. We're going to do some collaborating with someone who's a local radio guy in Syracuse and part of official Syracuse sports website. So look out for that. I mean, It's going to be great. And if it doesn't happen, forget I said anything. But I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. I'm pretty sure we're good.
That's why we're not going to get into specifics. Exactly. And we're just going to figure out whether sometimes, or not it's going
to
work or not.
Exactly. And sometimes feel too good to be true. And, who knows? We've been blessed to just catch some of these breaks and have some of these things fall in our lap with this podcast. And it's because of all of you, and we really appreciate it. Yes, it's because of you. It's because of your iTunes ratings. People take note of that stuff. They contact us for things, and we're not out there having to, go the extra mile and do legwork. Sometimes things just fall in our lap. In fact, every time we've tried to push something, it hasn't worked out real well. So anyway, we thank you for that. So, all right, let's get into it. Syracuse football week 3 matchup, according to ESPN, this matchup between Syracuse and Clemson is being ranked the number 1 on the list of overall top challenges for the Clemson Tigers this season. So, David Hale, ESPN, writes, there's no doubt Syracuse will have the Tigers' full attention this year. First, Syracuse is likely Clemson's biggest competition in the ACC, with the schedule looking particularly weak this year. Second, the Orange have come within inches from knocking off Clemson in Death Valley a year ago. But, of course, the biggest reason is what happened the last time Clemson went to the Carrier Dome, as it will be week 3. Syracuse, which would just win 4 games in 2017, did pull one of the biggest, most stunning upsets of that year, and that was obviously a huge deal. That was the first year was Virginia Tech, and then it was Clemson, and I mean, we kind of had our little moment this year, a little bit kind of, but we did win 10 wins, so we did win 10 games, I should say. So Syracuse clearly Clemson's biggest threat. Joe, what do you think?
I mean, Clemson plays a couple good, they have some solid teams on their schedule. I believe they'd play Texas A&M, but realistically, when you're given the teams that have given them a problem the last few years, it's really only been, Syracuse, Alabama, something like that. So,
It's just Syracuse, Alabama. Those are the only two the past 2 years that gave them a run for their money. It's the only two teams that have beat them the past 2 years, right?
I don't even know if Alabama's, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, Alabama beat them.
No, oh, okay, yeah. So, pretty much, yes. So that's really what you're looking at. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to hype it up. It's been getting hyped up because you were ranked and because of the way that we've been playing the past couple of years against them. So realistically, as long as we don't lose one of our trap games, I believe that same article that you read, the ESPN, they had us in there, and they had Maryland is the game that is like the trap game or the watch out for game. So they're thinking because of it's a away game, second straight away game of the season, and then possibly looking forward to Clemson at home. So we definitely have to take care of business. You know, there's the hype's there, and the hype's real. And if we take care of business the first 2 weeks, and there's no doubt in my mind that College game day should be at Syracuse. And then that's, you're just talking about just an amazing situation, an amazing event to go to. And it would just be great. And it's great for the Syracuse program. And that's just, but we have to take care of business. So,
and it's a lot of talk, especially during the off season, a lot of talk going into the season, early season game. And it's a lot of hype. There's a ton of expectation around this. So this is becoming really quickly becoming a huge rivalry in the ACC, like a game that has been teased in ESPN game day last year, that is maybe likely this year, and it's because of the last 2 years, the way we played, beating them one time and coming, just short, last year at Clemson. And it's like, for me, I just feel like Syracuse has to at least keep that competitiveness against Clemson going. Otherwise, this fizzles out and we have to start over, kind of, in a way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, we've brought the hype with Clemson, like you said, for the past few years has definitely got us to this point. And with some of these articles like ESPN and us being both ranked, I believe the only two ranked in our side of the conference, at least. I don't know if there's someone else on the other side. We might be the only two in the whole conference. ACC. But either way, they were preseason ranked 1 or 2. So, and again, like I've talked about, that week 3 really isn't filled with a bunch of strong other games to compete. So again, that's just boiling up. And again, like you said, just keeping the competitiveness. I mean, even if we were to go out there, let's say they blow us out, which I don't really think is likely, but it could happen. And if that happens and we have game day and everything, and it's kind of like, oh man, like kind of blew up the expectations all for nothing, then I still feel like it would still be for something, because Syracuse football just hasn't been at this, like wouldn't be at that type, like it hasn't been in the spotlight like this for a little while. And just being on College game day or College game day being there would just blow it up that much bigger.
Right. And of course we look for the ultimate, you know, conference, you know, the opportunity to play in the conference championship, and which is just tough. But as Paul Asden Jr. of Inside the Loud House says, you know, he points out that NC State is replacing their starting quarterback, Ryan Finley, who's phenomenal. Florida State, they're in the middle of a rebuild. Louisville had a complete implosion. I mean, last year in the dome was just they stomped a mud hole in Louisville last year.
We weren't the only ones to do that to them.
Oh, I know, but we're talking about us. And right. And then you have Boston College and Wake Forest, and as he notes here, Inside the Loud House, is basically not realistic threats. Although, you know, Wake Forest
is... sneaky games to me.
Yeah, Wake Forest is... I was just going to say, Wake Forest
would be a home game, so yeah, maybe not, but...
Right. One-dimensional team, though, but can... You know, they can pound the rock. So, I mean, you know, but yeah.
Well, Boston College, I think we're at home this year too. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, that's even better. So, anyway, realistic chance at, you know, playing for the ACC championship? I think so. But you got to take care of business early, and you got to be not occasionally great, but consistently good, as Coach Baber said. So, anyway. Anything else on the football front, Joe?
Like I said, Tommy DeVito, let's go.
Yeah, a lot to prove, a lot of weight on his shoulders, and I think
we go as his go, man.
Exactly, and that's exactly, I mean, that's to be said for pretty much anybody.
Yeah.
So we talked last week about Woody Newton committing to Syracuse, and I can't remember who it was, you'll have to forgive me, but we mentioned him on the show last week. someone had already... basically predicted, I think it was from Rivals.com, if I'm not mistaken, predicted that he was going to pick SU. But it comes to find out, this kid gets his first offer in ninth grade, and he planned from that point for 2 years how he'd reveal his college plans to his mom on her birthday. So that's what he did, which is great. And when he was asked time and time again by his mom where he wanted to go to school, he always said Syracuse. So this is a kid who... he's been planning to come here pretty much for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I've seen some of his highlights, and this kid has got ups, and he can bring it home, man. He can play ball, dude. He can slam it down, dude. And he's someone that could be a difference maker with the size of Brissett, and he's just a little bit smaller than Brissett, but he's still got a year of high school left. So to wait a year for Woody Newton is going to be like agony. I just hope that everything is good with on that front. So, anyway, it's tough. It's tough getting these recruits that I think are this talented. And there's been a few. I mean, honestly, I think this Jesse Edwards kid, who we just really kind of found out about early this past basketball season, but I feel like he's going to be really good too. I mean, he actually gets to play. But this Woody Newton, man, I think he's going to be a special player, I hope. Oh, I always preface everything with
I
hope.
But I think he's just got a year to get his body right, that's all.
Exactly. Yeah, but he's got the length, man, and he's got the ups.
No, he does.
And he's got the talent. So, anyway, I thought I'd mention that. So, I guess we're going to talk some Boeheim's Army. There's one guy who is not in Boeheim's Army who there's buzz about. I just keep seeing articles, so I figured we'll mention it. And that is Carmelo Anthony, Joe. Now...
unrealistic.
Yeah, I know. Kevin Belby said, I know, but I'm going to mention it because it's in the news. Kevin Belby said, you know, a lot of these players, not directly out of their first year of the NBA, are not within a first year removed from the NBA. The TBT is not really something that most of them are interested in, like Chris McCullough and, you know, a couple others. But, you know, for Carmelo Anthony, first of all, he hasn't played since November, all right? And... there's a pitch that Kevin Belby made to Carmelo, and that is that this thing is getting huge, and this would give you national exposure and possibly raise some eyebrows again in the NBA. Whether or not that's a believable pitch, I don't know. I don't foresee it, but if it could happen, I know. You're so skeptical right now. You're like chomping at the bit. It's in the news, so I'm going to mention it, but I don't see it happening. But the pitch is decent. The pitch is decent to get him in.
Look. He's got way too many other big things going on right now to deal with a small tournament like this.
$2 million.
Way too much to give up too. I've heard in the news also that he's working out to try to get a contract for next year in the NBA.
Right.
So why would you want a chance going out and playing in that? At that level.
Well, you probably wouldn't. Probably wouldn't. Which is why I prefaced the whole thing with it's probably not going to happen.
I mean, it's fun to talk about because he technically isn't under contract, so technically under the rules he could play. Sure. But.
Entertaining a thought because it is being pitched to him. The what ifs, and it's worth mentioning because I've seen more than one article about it.
And I know, but that there's diehard fans out there
that are thinking that it's going to happen.
Come on, Melo.
Well, how about the reverse? How about the play devil's advocate and Carmelo thinking, or anybody for that matter thinking. Especially opponents going, chomping at the bit to make a name for themselves if Melo did play, in other words.
That's the point.
Right.
Carmelo's got way too much to lose to go play that tournament.
Exactly. This is the TBT, if you don't know, the basketball tournament. The winner take all $2 million tournament. Boeheim's Army. They will open up games the weekend of July 26th or 28th, and it's at OCC. The regional is set up there, too, at SRC Arena in Onondaga. So,
tickets are already on sale.
Yeah, I've seen people already hollering about having tickets.
Yeah, so, me too.
That's really cool. And we're gonna get into the roster. Here, but first, if you have bet online before and you know what to expect, then I would send you to my bookie. If you have not bet online before, check it out, see if it's right for you. But if you're going to do it, go with my bookie. I would only recommend a service to you guys that's been good to me. I've used it, Joe's used it. That's why I'm urging you to make your way over to my bookie. You win, they pay, they have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for all you fantasy guys and gals out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Join now and my bookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use the promo code QS25 to activate that offer. Visit my bookie online today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use the promo code QS25 when creating your account to claim up to $1,000 in free play. So the dollar for dollar match is going on. We're full swing NASCAR. I know maybe that this audience is not huge on NASCAR, but I'm huge on NASCAR. And
that's
fun stuff.
Bet.
We got DraftKings Joe here too. So you can implement some of that stuff into there.
Well didn't you get paid for that bachelorette bet you made?
No, don't try to spin that around on me, Joe. Get out.
What are you?
That was you. I got audio proof of that. Get out of here. But listen,
dude.
Joe does the baseball stuff. So there's plenty to bet on for the baseball. You can bet on your fantasy players, which, you bet fantasy, and then you bet on your fantasy. It's like, where does it end? Where does it end? All right.
Reality.
Yeah. Exactly. What do we want to do here? Let's do Jordan Crawford, okay? Crawford, he's the only guy, his first time playing for Boeheim's Army, obviously, and the reason is because he's probably, well, not probably, he is the single outsider of the team. He had a freshman season at Indiana, and he finished it at Xavier. He was a 27th overall pick in the 2010 NBA draft and signed with the Atlanta Hawks. Went on to play for Washington, Boston, and Golden State. And he spent much of the 2018 season with the Pelicans. So how did we get Jordan Crawford? Well, the rumor is, or the story is, Eric Diefendorf and Crawford are buddies. They're both from Michigan. And I guess they both come from Detroit, rather. And Diefendorf is actually, everybody knows, back up in Detroit at University of Detroit Mercy as a special assistant to the head coach. So that is likely how that happened. Joe, Jordan Crawford, kind of out of the mold, an outsider, a black sheep of the Boeheim's army, so to speak. What do you think?
I think that we got an NBA player.
Right.
Basically was more successful than, oh, maybe not Hakeem Warwick, but probably anybody else that's on our roster in the NBA. So
sharpshooter.
He's a good player. He's what we were missing. So we were looking for that that 3-point shooting sharpshooter, like kind of like guy that can score anywhere, and that's what he can do. He was pretty decent bench guy in the NBA.
Yeah. So interesting pick, a little bit of a surprise, kind of out of the mold. I mean, you know, I'm fine with it. Look, you put on orange, you're orange. Okay? That's how I look at it.
Yeah. So I wish that they had, I think that if it got big enough to where they could make it just alumni type thing,
sure.
I think that would be a lot. You'd like to be able to do that, but honestly, like, I'm glad we kind of went out of the mold, because some of these teams, they're stacked with players from all different colleges, overseas elite, who hasn't lost a game in the tournament, won every year.
They've never lost a game in the tournament, folks. Never.
So, yeah.
That's soccer, what?
Bunch of, you know, good fringe NBA guys that were from a bunch of different colleges that get together, and they pretty much clean house every year. So.
Speaking of overseas, let's continue with the guards, okay? So we got Brandon Trish. He was named the regular season MVP and foreign player of the year in Series A2 Basketball League in Italy after landing the league in, leading the league in scoring and assists, 24.5 points a game and 7.2 assists per game. He's leading his team. I mean, he can win it all. So they just swept.
Yeah.
They just swept a team 3-0. And look, I'm going to be honest with you, man. If y'all know the show and you guys know me at all, I can't even pronounce some of your last names. So for me to even try to pronounce some of the names of the cities of these teams, forget it. Forget it. Look it up. Okay? So Eric Dievendorf, he is the sole player who has been on this team every year. I was hoping he'd come back. Getting old, though. Getting old.
Hey, man.
What's he pushing? He's your age, right, Joe? 36, 37? Is that
something
right?
Like that.
Yeah. Is that right?
I don't know.
I don't think he's that old.
Why are we throwing numbers around?
I know he's got hair. Numbers? I know he's got hair.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
Joe with a fresh cut today. Joe with a fresh cut. You know how when you're like, it's easy, sure. I mean, what do you do? You could nair it. It looks like you nared it.
Oh man, no, because I'll be spending money. This is part of the budget here.
True. Okay. Anyways, Eric Dievendorf, the least surprising player, I think, and kind of the heart and soul, kind of the motivator, kind of the leader of the Boeheim's Army team, and you know, the trash talker of the team. Need that guy. Eric Dievendorf is back to do that. And then John Gillen. John Gillen, I think this is, what, his second? Is this second stint?
I believe so, yeah.
I think it is. But last year he averaged 14.5 points a game and 3.5 assists, 1.8 rebounds per game. And they got to the Elite Eight last year, including a game high 32 points and 6-for-7 shooting from behind the arc. So over the South Jamaica Kings, which that was a great game. I remember that game. In fact, that was the first game I actually got to watch. So anyway, John Gillen, we all know John Gillen as the Duke Dagger. I mean, that's how I remember John Gillen, right? So
yeah. I remember from that NC State game that I went to.
Oh, he had
like 40 something.
Yeah. 42. That. Yeah. 42. Yep.
Yeah.
And then we talked about Jordan Crawford. Where do you want to go next, Joe? Where do you want to go next?
I don't know. Do you think that that's going to be? I mean, that's a pretty decent set of guards.
I think that's a good set of guards. I'm fine with that. You know,
I think that's good. I don't think we really need to really add too much there. You don't think so, right?
No, I think we're fine with the we're guards. Good. Don't you think? I mean, there's four of them. There's four of them.
You want to go forwards? You want to go centers?
Let's go. Let's just go. Let's go to the bigs because our bigs are big. They're pretty big. They're pretty big guys. Yeah. How about Darryl Watkins? Darryl Mookie Watkins, 7 foot, 258 pounds, and still ranks fifth all time in Syracuse history with with 273 career blocks and an average of 2.5 a game. So. Not in my house, you know, type thing. So, pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. And then we have AO, a fan favorite in AO. Love it. So, he's back for the second straight season, and he averaged 10 points and 6 rebounds a game last season. That's how you get it done right there.
It's a solid two.
Yeah, and 6'9",
two centers.
6'9", 275. So, There's some
big boys.
Some big dudes down there. And
some big experienced grown men.
And maybe a guy we never really got to see the full potential of at Syracuse, and that's Chris McCullough. You know, he I think he played I went down a road I shouldn't have. How many games did he play?
Oh,
I think it might have been in the teens.
Wasn't
like
a lot.
16 or something like that. Anyways, yeah. ended up getting injured. And he's a brand new addition this year. He never got a chance to really show what he had at Syracuse with the knee injury, and that was it for his season. And he ended up going and putting himself in the draft the following year. He'd be picked 29th overall in the 2015 NBA draft in the Brooklyn Nets. He was part of Washington at some point. And then he went to the G League for the Arizona Suns, Wisconsin Herd, Erie Bayhawks. So he bounced around a little bit, and talented guy. And so you know,
chance to make a little bit of money.
Exactly.
Maybe go back and show Syracuse a little bit more. Syracuse fans a little bit more love. You know, who knows?
Yeah, kind of a guy we just didn't really get to see the full strength of Chris McCullough, unfortunately. And then we have another fan favorite, which is, it's needless to say, Hakeem Warrick, the block, the poster maker, as Orange Fizz put it. And soon to be 37 years old, Warrick, he had another chance in the G League. He was a 9th overall pick in the 2018 G League draft, and he was great there with 12 points and nearly 6 rebounds a game. So... And he played the past season there with the Iowa Wolves. So, coming back for his second time. And that's it. Did I hit everybody? That's it. That's a pretty good roster. I think it wouldn't hurt to grab another wingman, but I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's right? What I was thinking. A couple more forwards, possibly.
Yeah. So, how that's going to work is, in the past, they used to have to pay $1,000 if they added a player. So, this past Sunday at noon was the deadline. You had to have 7 players at noon.
Saturday.
What was it, Saturday or was it Sunday? Yeah. Was it Saturday? Saturday? Okay. All right. You don't have to whisper. I'm right here.
Saturday!
Not only that, but everybody can hear you whisper. So, So Saturday at noon was the deadline. You had to have 7 players. We had 8. We just squeaked in. And there was a thing with Benajay. And we don't really know the whole full story of that. I guess he didn't get his video in, right? Because you have to submit a video by a certain time, and then you have to have your roster set by Saturday at noon. Anyways,
cold feet.
Right. Anyways, we had the 8. And after that is set, used to have to pay $1,000 for each player you added after that. Well, now you can get 1,000 fan votes to add a player. So I'm not quite, like, totally sure how that works, but... you know, we'll keep you posted, and obviously, if a vote goes up to get to grab another forward or something like that, we'll throw it out on social media, and
I think
let
we definitely
know.
Need to go that route. I believe because Hakeem Warrick can't play the wing the whole game, so we're gonna have to get a couple more forwards.
Right. Yeah. So.
Unless Jordan Crawford can play the wing every once in a while, but.
Well, I suppose one of them could, right?
I would say I would like to look for like a. Chris Joseph or
Chris Joseph would be good, right? He played last year.
CJ Fair.
Oh, CJ Fair, I heard was in the rumor mill too at one point. So
he's played. They both, I think, played a couple of years. So I mean, never know.
Yeah, true. So it'll be interesting. I can't wait. We're a long way off.
Well, Sutherland played a couple of years too.
Yeah, that's another good one. By the way, yeah, I know. And we're a long way off. Like I said, it is what? It's July, right? July 26th, 27th or something like that.
Right.
So anyway, you know, it's fun to talk about though. And plus we get to come on here and put a show on, which is, you know, that's fun to us. May not be fun to everybody else, but anyway, a bit of sad news today. Billy Gaber, who played at Syracuse, ended up going and playing for the Syracuse Nationals. He died today, 97 years old. Mm. I think it's fair to say that, you know, he got a fair shake at 97.
Yeah.
If someone told me today, you're going to die when you're 97, I would take that. And I'd just like, sign me up. I'm fine.
I don't believe him.
He had a battle with pneumonia, and he just turned 97, actually, on May 13th. And he played from 42 to 47, 42, 43, skipped the year, 45, 46, 46, 47. His career was interrupted briefly when he went to serve in World War II for the Air Force. So known as the Bullet because of his speed, he was the first SU player to score 400 points in a single season, and he was also the first player to score 1,000 points in his career. He was the first big Syracuse star, so a legend, basically. And Joe got to meet the guy, didn't you, Joe?
Yeah, randomly.
Randomly at ESM?
I was working just the sports extracurricular stuff like at ESM, and I was working a cross-country event. So where you have to park and where you actually go to have to watch it at the start-finish line, it's pretty far away. So they have golf carts that go and pick up people that have a more difficult time making that walk and help them, you know, transport them down there. And yeah, I picked up this guy with the cane, and we started driving, and next thing you know, he started telling me all these stories and who he was. And, you know, obviously I was,
you're a whippersnapper
old, so I don't remember, but yeah, I mean, I was, you know, we were talking back and forth, and it was actually pretty, pretty cool stories, pretty time. And so made sure I picked them up to bring them on the way back too. So.
Yeah, that's cool, man. But,
yeah, no, it was cool. Yeah, absolutely. So
that's cool. Rest in peace, man. Yeah, bleed orange, and you know, just one of the first Syracuse legends. Went on to played at Syracuse University, and then played for the Syracuse Nets. That's pretty freaking awesome. So anyway, thoughts and prayers go out to his family and everything. And that about does it for us, Joe. Do you have anything?
No, I'm good, man.
Hey, if you can get those iTunes ratings and reviews in, we really appreciate that. And thank you to all of you for listening, for stopping in, and making it a huge off season for us as far as listenership. Like, we really appreciate all of that, and you cannot be thanked enough. And we gush over all of you all the time, and we really appreciate it. So thanks to James on guitar. Thanks to SeatGeek, MyBookie, Armchair All-Americans. And once again, you, for Joe, I'm Sean. We are out.
Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
Yeah, I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
The NBA Finals are heating up. Looking for hot takes on all the postseason action? The Old Man and the Three, presented by BMW, is the podcast to listen to for the ultimate finals coverage. Host and former NBA sharpshooter J.J. Redick not only has a plugged-in perspective on the action from his time in the league, but he's also announcing the games in real time for ESPN. J.J. has the ultimate insider point of view, and he's taking you along for the ride as he breaks down the best defensive schemes, dunks, and drives from each game. And speaking of incredible drives, there's no better place to tune into your new favorite podcast, The Old Man and the Three, than in a standard-setting BMW. Luxury meets power to create a wholly new driving experience. Push the limits this NBA season with the brand that set the ultimate standard, BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.